An entitled Karen demands that I sell my items online to her specifically, all while throwing out outlandish threats of getting me banned from the website I was selling from. Things got so bad that she was actually trying to extort me for more of my products. But I simply wasn't having it, so I got revenge and I got her banned instead. Here's what happened. So my husband and I got married 14 years ago, and as a wedding gift, we received 12 full china sets, including sterling silver flatware. We live in a small house and only have two children, so 12 sets is way too many for us to store. The sets were never used and still in the box, so we decided to sell four of them. I posted them on a local Facebook sellers group, and I posted each item separately, from flatware to plates to wine glasses. I posted photos with details of the brand, the model number, and showed how they were new in the box. I also posted a link to where they were purchased from, with the original cost. I posted these for sale about 6 months after our wedding, so they are still brand new and not outdated at all. Each flatware set was purchased for $75 a piece, and this is because they were sterling silver. Even though they were still in the box, I knew I couldn't sell them for $75, so I asked for $60 per set. Granted, this was a great deal, considering they were still being sold in the store for $75, so if the buyer wanted them, they would be getting a fantastic deal. But I didn't realize how many people would respond to this. I started getting comments under my post immediately, like literally 150 comments or so, asking to purchase what I posted. In the post, I said, first come, first serve. I started with the first person, and when they tried to haggle or couldn't meet for several days, I moved on to the next commenter. I explained that if possible, I needed these gone in the next 72 hours. And with so many people interested, I didn't think this would be an issue at all. I started getting private messages on my social media regarding the flatware because potential buyers were arguing in the comment section about wanting to purchase my items, which I was shocked about because they were literally forks, spoons, and knives. But I was thrilled because I needed to get rid of them and I would be making some money that my husband and I could really use at the time. One of the messages I received was from a 50-year-old woman who just so happens to be the entitled Karen of this story. She messaged me and asked me if the flatware sets were still available. I told her they are, but I'm working through the list of who commented first because, as I said, it's first come, first serve. Apparently, this particular group had a very strict set of rules about selling items that I wasn't aware of, since I hadn't ever sold anything on there before. This entitled Karen then told me that if I just sold the flatware to her, she wouldn't report me to the admins for violating the rules, and that way I would avoid a ban from the page. And by now, I was kind of annoyed, but I wanted to be done with the whole thing because the comments were starting to get nasty anyway, and I just wanted them gone. I told this entitled Karen if she met up with me at a mutually agreed upon location today after work, I would sell the flatware to her. She agreed, and we went back and forth a few more times to discuss the logistics of the meetup. Then she sent me this message. By the way, I only plan to pay you $8 per set. I'll take all four. And when I read that, I actually laughed out loud, and I told her that the price was firm at $60 a set, and that there were countless other buyers who were willing to pay that price. In fact, part of the reason the comments were getting so nasty and why the rules were violated was because the commenters started offering more than the original asking price if I agreed to sell it to them and not go down the list according to first come, first serve. This entitled Karen then started to threaten me, telling me that she was good friends with the administrators and that what I was allowing to occur under my post violated the rules and could result in a permanent ban from the group. She doubled down and even had the gall to ask that I throw in one of my china sets as a measure of good faith and as an apology for causing so much chaos in the group. I had had enough at this point, and I told her that the only way I would consider selling her my flatware now after her blatant threats was if she paid $65 per set. Yes, I upped the price. And I also told her that she would have to meet today with cash in hand. This entitled Karen got so angry that I could almost see smoke coming out of the words that she was typing to me in the DM. She started calling me all these terrible names and said I was a horrible person. She then started guilt tripping me, saying that she needed this flatware because it was on back order and that I had to sell them to her at the price I stated. Otherwise, that was just a rule breaker. But little did she know, I couldn't care less about being a member of this stupid Facebook group. I never bought anything from there and only posted these specific items this one time for sale. These groups are a dime a dozen, so if I get banned, I would still sleep like a baby every night and not give a second thought to it. I told this entitled Karen that I was done messaging her and that we weren't going to come to any kind of agreement, obviously. I wished her luck on finding the flatware that she needed elsewhere. She started tagging all the administrators from the group under my post, telling them that the group's rules were being violated. I started getting DMs from the main admins about the flatware post, asking what was going on. I then explained the situation with this entitled Karen and shared all of the screenshots of what happened. I then told this admin that if she had to ban me, I was fine with that. I would delete my post and sell it via DMs or in another group. The admin was super nice and told me that they wouldn't ban me, and she apologized to me for how this entitled Karen was treating me. She advised that I go back to trying to sell at the original asking price and in order of who commented first. Long story short, I ended up selling all four flatware sets for $60 a piece to a very sweet old lady that same day. The entitled Karen still commented nasty things on the post for several days after the post was marked as sold, and the admin ended up getting the entitled Karen banned from the group. So that was honestly pretty sweet. This is karma working its magic right in front of you. Absolutely fantastic story and result. This entitled Karen probably really thought she had this lady backed into a corner. I mean, she was basically extorting this person for all this flatware and fine china. I mean, how low of a person do you have to be to try and threaten someone just to try and get what you want? Like, that is not how it works. And I'm honestly so happy that that person got banned, because it is so toxic to treat people like this. And I'm willing to bet that this is not the first time that this entitled Karen has threatened someone in this way just to get a good deal. So in my opinion, this entitled Karen getting banned is absolutely well deserved. An entitled customer threatens my employee over an honest billing mistake. Things got so bad that I had to refuse them service, and I'm now in the process of trying to get them banned from the hotel I work at. Here's what happened. So I am a freshly promoted front desk supervisor at my hotel, and my coworker is my desk assistant. On the previous night shift, one of our third-party reservations declined, and in the mix, the virtual card was erased from the reservation and replaced with the guest's actual card during the incidental collection, resulting in a double charge. The guest saw the double charge on his statement and came down to the desk to immediately start screaming at the front desk agent. Once this popped off, the front desk agent called me to help explain the situation to this guest, as well as what was going on and how we were going to fix it. But the guest refused to listen and just kept cutting us off at every opportunity, telling us to refund him right now. At the time, we didn't know exactly what happened, and because it's the virtual card, only my general manager is supposed to handle that. But he still would not listen and continued to cut us off. Eventually, he got so angry that he started to threaten my desk agent. He said, "I'm gonna come back in 10 days, and if I don't see both charges go through, I'm gonna fight you." And after this guy said this, the desk agent told him to get out, and thankfully this guy did. Skip ahead to 9:30 last night, and I'm doing my manager stuff, when two men come in, and one of them introduces themselves as the guest from earlier, and requested a free room because of the double charge from earlier. I politely explained that even though there was a billing issue, I cannot and will not honor a free room for the night, to which the guest then threatened to call the police on me, which is honestly just hilarious. They were actually trying to claim that I was scamming him. He was extremely irate, and I was honestly worried he was going to get violent. I told him the police literally cannot help you with that, but feel free to call them if you really want to try and fix this situation and keep this guy from losing his mind. I called the third party about the reservation, and I explained the situation to them. I told them that I'm the supervisor, and I went through all the details with this guy meticulously. They then asked to book a room, and I said no. While I did fix their issue on their end, I told them that this guy could no longer stay at this hotel because he threatened my agent, and then he threatened me with the police. Once this was finally all explained to this guy, he again threatened to call the police. And at this point, I was reaching for my phone at this point, and I told him that the way he's acting is the very reason why I'm not giving them a room. Thankfully, after that confrontation, they left, and thank God they did. I called the third party this morning, and I am in the process of having his card flagged for our property. That way he can hopefully never come back, and we don't have to deal with him ever again. How crazy and weird do you have to be to threaten somebody over a card getting double charged? Like, it happens. It's not that big of a deal. And there's a way to get it fixed. I would say in most corporate settings or corporately owned businesses, there's just no way they're going to be scamming you out of your money. Sure, there's exceptions to everything, but to just jump to the conclusion of, "Oh, you're just trying to scam me. You're trying to take my money from me," is really outdated in my opinion. There are truly so many angles to try and get stuff taken care of, even if it does take a while. And to top it all off, he threatened to fight the front desk agent. I mean, it's not their fault. They're just doing their job. And I bet if this guy was just a little bit kinder, he probably would have gotten the help that he needed a lot quicker. But instead, he wanted to act crazy. And if that's the route you're gonna go, then you can definitely expect getting banned from properties, as well as getting absolutely no customer service. My ex broke up with me and has absolutely ruined my life. And now I am absolutely consumed with rage towards him, and I honestly don't know what to do. So I was broken up with by my ex-boyfriend in mid-2020 during the COVID lockdowns in my country. Ever since then, my life has been in a downward spiral, and I am so angry at him for breaking up with me and destroying our relationship. I feel like he completely ruined my life by doing that. I have medical issues, and I keep rapidly gaining weight no matter what I do or what medical treatment I seek. I have a terrible job, and I'm really struggling to finish my degree and make decent marks. Before we broke up, I was coping medically, my job was okay, and I received excellent marks and I worked hard at studying. He now seems to be living a perfectly happy life and has a girlfriend, and I can't bear the thought of dating, and I am terrified of the risk of subjecting myself to terrible men in the dating pool. Even if I wanted to, it wouldn't be possible for me to find a partner because I am overweight, I am chronically ill as well as mentally ill, and I don't put up with anybody's garbage anymore. There are hundreds of other 25-year-old skinny women without any problems lining up to accept garbage from these men, so they would have no reason to deal with me in the slightest. I know for a fact he talks trash about me behind my back to my mutual acquaintances, and they just blindly believe every single word of it, and it damages and ends my friendships with them as well. Basically, he's taken literally every single good thing in my life away from me. I have no close relationships, and I feel like everyone I know hates me. I feel like he only broke up with me due to the stress of the pandemic, which is now functionally over. It was a permanent solution to a temporary situation. If he had not done that, I would probably be engaged and really happy right now, instead of being a fat loser hurtling towards my 30th birthday with absolutely nothing to show for it. When we got together, I was young, thin, attractive, and successful. He took my best years, destroyed all of that, and now has made it impossible for me to get anyone else. He did so much other terrible stuff to me over the course of the relationship, but at this point, I'm just consumed with anger at him leaving me. He repeatedly had promised me we'd be together forever and all this other stuff, but you know what? He broke that promise for no reason. I hate him and I miss him at the same time. Basically, every waking moment is consumed with anger at this man. I feel that I will never get over this relationship and spend the rest of my life being totally miserable. And yes, I have been in therapy this whole time, and hopefully I can get this figured out because I honestly don't know what to do. It sounds like your ex-boyfriend is an absolute piece of garbage. The fact that he's going behind your back after the fact just to talk garbage about you and say all these terrible things, basically trying to ruin all your friendships and all this other stuff, is all the evidence you need to latch onto to prove to you once and for all that this guy sucked and you are so much better off without him. And I just don't think you need whatever he was trying to give you. I also think you're just being way too hard on yourself. The negative self-talk and the way you're putting yourself down and calling yourself basically unlovable is absolutely ridiculous. There is 100% somebody out there who would love and appreciate you exactly as you are. And if you wanted to get back into the dating pool, I'm sure you can find somebody who would love and appreciate you. I know if I was in your situation, I would do everything I can to improve my situation, because you really do deserve to be happy. And hopefully, as you continue to go to therapy, you can try and figure this out and find the best course of happiness for you in your life. I have been in love with a celebrity for nearly 10 years, and I still can't get over it, and I don't know what to do. I was in middle school when I started listening to this band, and I fell hard for the lead singer. I was depressed, awkward, and unsure of myself, just as any middle schooler really would be. So I basically just filled the void with this band. I'm not a stalker or anything like that, and would never do anything creepy or illegal, but I collected every album, watched every interview, made fan art, learned their songs on instruments, participated in the fan base online, and went to concerts. I've now seen this band many times, in venues ranging from sold-out arenas to small secret shows. I even bought meet and greet when given the opportunity, and he was so sweet during it. I would constantly freak out about how much I love him to my friends, but I figured deep down that this was just a phase, and I was just making good memories for later on when I wouldn't care about this band anymore. I've used this band's music to celebrate my highest highs and to get me through my lowest lows. There was a point where I was so depressed that I could not fall asleep if I didn't have music on, because my thoughts would be too painful, and his voice was the only thing that brought me enough comfort to get any sleep. Now I'm not as depressed anymore. I do get really sad sometimes, and I go through really rough patches, but I can deal with them much better now. Most of my friends, except for one, have grown out of the band now, so I keep things more to myself than in the past. past. I'm also more confident in myself, and I do extremely well in college, and I'm on the right path to my dream career through my college performance and internships so far. I went to another one of his concerts recently, which is the first one since COVID happened, and while I've stayed a fan the entire time, the concert was just amplifying those feelings so much again. I'd never been in an actual relationship, and sometimes I feel like I'll never love someone as much as I love him. He is totally 100% my type, and he just has the cutest, most adorable, caring personality. I know this is unhealthy, and I see posts about people getting over people they've known, but I don't know how to get over this random famous person. It feels weird, and I'm sure people won't understand, but all I can say is the love feels real to me. I know I'll never have him, so how can I get over him? What should I do? I think if I was in your shoes, I would remember that I don't actually know this person. Like, yeah, you probably love the music that they create and the image and the personality that they have. It's probably all stuff that you really want to have in your future partner, but you don't know this guy. Like, you really need to understand and remember that. And you don't even love him. You probably just love the idea of him, because at the end of the day, you don't know him at all. You simply see what he shows to the general public. I'm sure he seems like this warm, bubbly personality, and he's everything that you love, but you know what? He could very well be a jerk behind closed doors. And this is one of those parasocial relationships that really, in my opinion, is absolutely unhealthy. And if anything, it's just a waste of time. Like, let's think about this guy for a second. He probably deals with a lot of people who are in your shoes as well, who have this unrequited love for this man, all because of his music. And in my opinion, I think you need to take a step away and realize that the only way you've ever been able to see this person is if you pay to meet and greet with them. He's just an idea to you, a made-up fantasy, and that's honestly all he will ever be. So give yourself some distance and maybe go on a date with someone who is real and find somebody who you really can get to know, because hanging on to this guy is only going to cause you a lot of heartache and a lot of frustration in your life. My fiance thinks I'm giving the cold shoulder to her, and I honestly don't know what to do. So my fiance and I honestly spend every waking minute together besides work, and that's about it. Here's how a typical work day goes. We wake up at the same time, go to work at the same time, and I end up picking her up after work about 2 hours later. Once I get home, before I've picked her up, I feed our animals and I get dinner prepped, and sometimes I clean up small amounts. Once done, I hop onto some RuneScape online, all the way up until it's time to go pick her up. I then go pick her up, come home, play a bit more, then go walk the dog with her. We come back inside, and I'll either play a little bit more and then go make dinner, or make dinner, then play some more. For those of you who don't know or play RuneScape, it's a very AFK game at times. So when dinner is ready, I set up to do something in the game that won't make me lose, and I watch dinner with her. After dinner, I'll pick back up where I was and keep playing till bedtime, basically. And yes, this is just about an everyday occurrence, besides on most weekends. But now she's unhappy, and an argument has come about with her. She's saying that I don't spend time with her and that I'm giving her the cold shoulder. She is saying that I don't just sit on the couch with her just to watch TV. So I explain to her again how my game works, stating that I'm doing something that doesn't require me to be at the computer, and that this whole time I've been watching the TV, and could probably tell you more about the show than you can tell me, because you've just been sitting on your phone. She will then imply that I'm not really doing anything with her anyways, to which I then explain that I've offered for her to play my game, and even play any game that she would want to pick, but she never wants to do that. She then says that we're in the house too much already as it is. So I explain to her that during work days, we shouldn't bother going out due to us not having free time till 6 o'clock. So it's honestly rather pointless on a work day, while also reminding her that we still go out on the weekends. She then tells me that when she wants attention, I never give it to her, which, if I'm gonna be honest here, is a bold-faced lie, as I honestly drop everything I'm doing for my fiance. When it's time to walk the dog, I'll immediately log out and go with her. When it comes to cooking dinner, I'll log out again and cook with her. Even whenever we're watching certain shows, I'll log out because I'm so interested in the series that we're watching. I pay attention to what clothes she likes and try to keep her wardrobe fresh and new. She doesn't appreciate it and will toss out the clothes the next day I get for her. I talk to her about what's going on in my workday, as well as listen to her and comment on her workdays as well. We still have ample number of times for conversation. So honestly, I'm just really confused, and I wonder, how is it that I'm giving her the cold shoulder? What should I do to fix this situation? I think you really need to log out of your game and realize that you're playing it way too much. I think your girlfriend has a point. You basically explained over and over again that your life revolves around this video game, as opposed to what it really should be revolved around, that being your fiance and your future marriage. marriage. You're really setting a weird precedent that this is what she's gonna have to deal with for the entirety of your marriage with her. And I'm sure she's probably very frustrated. She's saying stuff like, you need to spend time with me, basically implying that there's no quality time being spent between the two of you. So I think it might be time to cut back on the video game, because you're clearly messing with your relationship in a really negative way. Maybe playing it less and spending more time with her would probably fix this situation entirely. But I'm not sure if you're gonna see it, because based on what you've explained, it seems like you're being very prideful, and I'm just not sure if you're gonna be able to catch on to what's actually happening. So hopefully this all works out, because from the outside looking in, the fact that you're playing your video game this much, and the fact that this is such an important part of your day, is more or less what's causing so much friction in your relationship. Thanks for watching. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories, use the playlist at the top of the description. And the next time you live stream, use the Cream of the Crop music. Search Cream of the Stream on Spotify or whatever platform you use for copyright-free music to use for your next stream.